Yes, yes, yes. On a Friday, Allen Styles, Chris Watkins taking you up to 2 p.m. Simone behind the glass today, so you know it's going to be a good time. We have some prop talk that we will get to with T-Swizzle, Taylor Swift, and Usher, baby. I saw something on Usher, by the way, and what he did, because I follow him on Instagram. And he's dropping an album either the week of Super Bowl.
I think I saw he dropped a single this morning.
And it's a good one. It's a good one. He's got the Afro beats going. And Usher's always been a chameleon. He can always change things, right? So Usher announces a new album, and somebody says, respectfully, don't play none of that on Super Bowl.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that, dude.
Don't do that.
Just play the hits.
Just play the hits. So we have some props on that. So going to be a fun show on a fun Friday. We are premiering a new segment, Fair or Foul. We will continue to do this when we have these stories. Some will be about sports. Some won't be. That is at 1 p.m. I have a story myself, as we discussed the last time I had a gym situation. This time, I may be the problem. So I'm going to break that down. That's at 1 p.m. We also have some sports stories that are either fair or foul that we will break down. But first, and obviously the most important story going on right now, De'Aaron Fox, Domas, Domantas Sabonis snubbed from the All-Star game, as it happens way too often in Sacramento, just forgotten, disrespected, and the chips on their shoulders better be Frito-Lay family size, because Chris Watkins, this is absurd.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, I didn't think both would get in, but one absolutely should have gotten in. And Domantas Sabonis, just the fact that he's putting up the numbers that he's putting up and has had the month that he had in January and doesn't get named, it's so many things. It's so wrong. And De'Aaron, too. I mean, De'Aaron definitely has a case. He's now one of a few 27-point-per-game scorers who hasn't made an All-Star game. And I'm sure one of them will get thrown in via injury replacement. There's always at least one guy who can't make it. So I'm sure they'll get one of those guys in. It'll probably be Sabonis. But you're right. Like, this should definitely add a chip to your shoulder, and definitely, you know, it might not be tonight, but, you know, second half of the season, they got some people that they – coaches. It's coaches that they have to show that y'all clearly are not familiar with our game, because it's insane that they get nobody in that game. Yeah, I don't even really care, like, about the All-Star.
Right.
Like, I don't think – De'Aaron literally said, I don't really care, but it's more of just a respect thing, honestly.
That's right. It is a respect thing. And when we talk about, oh, the All-Star game is a popularity contest, a lot of times we put that on the fans. And we saw how the fans voted, and we get all that. But when you talk about it being a popularity contest, it's not just about the fans. A lot of these guys get caught up in it too. And it feels like these coaches and the players, they got caught up in whatever you want to call it. The problem is this, that there was no consistency. So you have Devin Booker. The Steph Curry thing, we can argue till we're blue in the face.
Right.
But the bottom line is Steph was going to get in.
Steph is Steph and he gets in.
And he gets in. You have Karl Anthony Towns, who does not have the same stats as Domantas Sabonis, but
he's got a 62-point loss. Like a 62-point game
in a loss. But that team is number one in the West, right? Okay, cool. But then my issue is you have Karl Anthony Towns in with lesser stats because they're number one in the West. But then you have Devin Booker in, who has better stats than De'Aaron Fox, sure.
Right.
But they're number six in the West, and the Kings are number five. So there's just no consistency.
Somebody make it make sense, right?
There's no consistency to me.
Yeah. No, and I mean, I guess we're the crazy ones for wanting some sort of consistency in an All-Star game. But, you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, you said it up top, though. I mean, this is I think that the fact that it is Sacramento plays a little bit of it as well. I mean, when you see two LA, you know, the Lakers getting two in, you see, did the Clippers end up getting PG and Kawhi in?
I don't think PG got in.
Gotcha. So, and I know James Harden didn't get in either.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's ridiculous that the Lakers, who are, you know, in the play-in and have been the entirety of the year, I get you have to have LeBron in there. And it makes sense to get AD in there, but I think you just have to have a better system, some sort of clarity of how to get here. And, you know, if not, then, you know, I guess we're all just, unless this is just the new norm, which I think this is also kind of turning into, where it really isn't about logic or anything like that. Like you said, it's just a big popularity contest and everyone knows. Because you could even argue Carl Anthony Towns isn't even the big man who should have gotten in from his own team.
Right.
Like, there's a much better argument for Rudy Gobert. Like, I could have understood if coaches said, hey, we're going to value Rudy Gobert with this last spot in the All-Star draft because he's
the... people don't like him.
But he's the anchor of the best defense in the NBA and that one seed in the Western Conference. I could have lived with that, but it doesn't make sense. Again, to your point about consistency, where does it make sense to throw Karl Anthony Towns in there besides the fact that he had a huge scoring night? And yeah, Cat is pretty well known. And they lost that game.
And he got benched in that game, by the way.
Did I mishear? Did you guys say Paul George not a reserve? He is.
I have not checked. Yeah, I didn't check the list. He is. Yes, he is.
He is a reserve? Because
yes.
I was watching
Kawhi
TNT.
Leonard and Paul George are both in
I was watching. Did TNT do every reserve?
I believe so. Yeah, they should
live?
Have. Yeah.
Okay, somehow I missed it. Because I know he was only on Kenny's. He wasn't even on anybody else's list.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous that makes it even worse, honestly. If you get two Clippers in there, you get two Lakers in there, you get a Warrior in there, it's just, can you just fit one King in there? I mean, it just makes sense because the Kings, you know, they slipped a little bit, a couple weeks ago, but they never fell back further than seven, and even now they're right back to five. And, you know, you can maybe say that this is, they split votes, you know, that's always the classic case when you have, you know, guys for MVP who are taking votes away from each other. So who knows? It could have just been that the coaches around the league couldn't pick one of De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis. And so they kind of, in a weird way, took votes away from each other.
Yeah, I think I was watching it and I think they did it in two stints. So I only saw the second one where they named off Anthony Edwards, Steph Curry, Devin Booker, and Karl Anthony Towns. So they had did the other guys, I think, separately. Yeah, that's bad. It's bad. And, you know, look, luckily, obviously, De'Aaron Fox said he doesn't care. He had that. It was kind of confusing floating around. He posted a food truck, but he's clearly not at the taco truck because they're not in Sacramento right now.
In Indiana.
So, Chris, you had almost, we could take it there on a Friday. You had a little bit of a conspiracy theory on why he posted that.
Yeah. So, and I think I saw it on Twitter, but I don't want to take all the credit for it. But it was Banzito's Tacos, which shout out Banzito's. It's like a really popular food truck in the King's Twitter spaces. One of a member of King's Twitter owns the taco truck, and he's always posting pictures. They look bomb. And I think De'Aaron, he's been out to De'Aaron's house a couple times for events or whatever. But point is, he posts the taco truck from Banzito's. Banzito's is obviously, like, it's a name off of Banditos. Banditos is like a robber, like a person, like a thief. I mean, essentially.
Yeah.
And you know, you can draw the correlation there of saying that's, I mean, because literally De'Aaron posted it 10 minutes after All-Star get announced. And as you said, he's not physically at the taco truck. So, you know, you're only left to connect the dots there. And I think that's De'Aaron's way of saying he was robbed.
That's very Drake of him.
It's incredibly
Drizzy of him. Shout out to the Sack Chat, Ryan Williams Art. Look for a big chip on Sabonis' shoulder. Nicely done, Ryan Williams.
Shoulder.
Nicely done, Ryan Williams Art. Yeah, and that has to be the case.
Yeah.
And I know, Chris, you said throughout the course of the season, but I'm looking for it tonight. I'm looking for it tonight because Halliburton was on a minutes restriction. He probably won't play.
Idea.
We'll know more by the end of the show whether it's official or not. But yeah, you got to go out tonight and really just not prove anyone wrong. What's done is done, but just make a statement. And I saw Kevin Herter even tweet about it and just say, this is ridiculous. The bottom line is that both of them weren't going to get in just due to some guys getting grandfathered in, like a Steph Curry. But to not have either of them, I think that's what is a bit egregious about the whole thing. And more specifically, I mean, half of the guys, when they're naming these dudes off and their rankings, they were behind Sabonis.
Yeah.
That's what is crazy to me.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand. And, you know, I don't know how the voting works within the media and the players and the coaches, but if there's one entity to ask, right, I don't think there is, but it's just why? What is it based on? And he's putting up Wilt numbers, quite literally, yeah. Sabonis. What is it with how he's doing this that is not resonating? Or just what's missing here?
Yeah, I honestly think that it has more to do with it's not on Sabonis. I think this is more, honestly, there's been a lot of chatter about it, but they need to expand the rosters. Like, there's just too much talent. I don't think it has to do with coaches not liking Sabonis' play. I think it's the fact that they have so many different guys to choose from that they're instead, it's not, we don't like what Sabonis or the Kings are doing. It's we're rewarding Minnesota for what they're doing. In the same way that the Kings last year.
But then they're rewarding Devin Booker.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, Devin Booker, I think they would just argue is, hey, we got to get a guy from, they feel it's more urgent to get a guy from the Suns. I mean, I think the Kings last year had two All-Stars, and you could have argued, hey, why do the Kings have two? You know, I'm sure there was some other organizations that
they got
said,
Kevin Durant.
That's right. He was a starter as well. Right. That's right. There you go. I mean, it adds to the argument, but I don't think it's, I think that it's just, if they were to, I don't think it has to do necessarily with what Sabonis and Fox didn't do. I think it's more what the coaches feel like those other guys have done for their teams. And I don't think they're really thinking about, oh, we have to get a king. And I just don't think that the Kings are at the forefront of their mind either. Like, they're quite literally in the middle of the pack of the Western Conference. So I just think that they're a little bit out of mind. And again, I do think that they split votes too.
Yeah, they just weren't low enough to get paid attention to. Look how they're keeping them alive.
Exactly.
And not high enough. It's an excuse. It's a bad look.
Yeah.
But, you know, unfortunately, Sacramento is used to it. And, you know, you just use it as motivation. That's what this is all about. All right, getting to a break. When we get back, continuing the conversation. And, yeah, it's a bit eye-popping when you hear and when you see the actual stats that these guys are working with, and it's just not resonating with these dudes or not resonating enough. Styles and Watkins, Sactown Sports. This is per Stat Muse. Sabonis since January 1st, 20.8 points per game, 14.5 rebounds per game, 9 assists per game, 66.5 field goal percentage, 71% three-point percentage, leading the league in rebounds and assists in that stretch.
That's crazy.
Domantas Sabonis is currently averaging 19.9 points, 13 rebounds, and 8 assists per game. That's in total. Only one other player in NBA history has ever finished a season with at least 19, 13, and 8. Wilt Chamberlain.
Never heard of him.
Wilt Chamberlain.
My goodness. I've said it before, but anytime you have a stat and it says the only other person to do this is Wilt Chamberlain, that means what you did is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And you said 19.9 points, so we're one big game against Indiana, his former team, away from this man being 20, 13, and 8, which is absurd. Mm-hmm. Like, that's Nikola Jokic, I think, last year was, I mean, he was at 20-plus, but he didn't have that many rebounds, and I think he plateaued at, like, 9.5 assists. He might have gotten up to near 10, but you're not supposed to do that as a big. What, he's, like, 7th in the NBA right now in assists. That's I mean, that's just not supposed to happen.
Because he touches the ball on every possession.
Right, exactly. Every single possession, right. That's exactly why. I mean, it's insane. I mean, and that's where it's, Karl Anthony Towns, he's averaging 23 points to Sabonis' 19.9, but go down just about every other number, and Sabonis is killing him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one to me, like, I think the De'Aaron Fox, you can have an argument for it, and it's whatever. At the end of the day, again, he didn't campaign for it, so I don't know. I'm not going to campaign for him either. But Domantas Sabonis, there's no excuse. There's no reason that you can justify for not having him in.
Zero. You even got Bill Simmons.
That's how you know it's bad.
Bill Simmons came out, and even he just felt like, you know, the Kings got the shaft because you cannot say that these are the best players. I mean, right now, and to not have either guy makes absolutely zero sense to me. This is what Bill Simmons said. This was 2 hours ago. Just catching up with all-star nominations. Two Lakers and zero Kings. That's absurd. Compare 3 through 12 Kings with 3 through 12 Lakers. Pretty even, right? Sac is 27 and 19. LA is 25 and 25. Come on. Also, Towns over Sabonis. And then he does a thumbs down emoji. But I think this is ultimately great for Sac. Chip on the shoulder time in all caps.
I agree with like 80% of that. Yeah, I don't agree with a 3 through 12 thing. That's absurd. Mm-hmm. The Kings have a much better 3 through 12 than the Lakers do. But it does help the Kings' argument, so I'm not going to push against it. No, I mean, yeah, absolutely. There's no justification besides the fact that they are the LA Lakers. I mean, you can't. It's one thing to have LeBron in there, and AD is definitely deserving. I'm not trying to take away from AD because you look at his numbers, and it would probably be just as, if not more, crazy for AD to not be in there. But, you know, the problem is really in Sacramento, we were told for years when DeMarcus Cousins was putting up 27 and 12 in the regular season, we were told, it's great that he's putting up crazy numbers, but you guys are the 12 seed right now, and that was at the point where you only allowed 8 teams in the playoffs. So, you know, maybe if you guys were winning games, we can get your guy in there. But since you guys are so bad, well, now the Kings have the success, mm-hmm. and you're rewarding them. They have two players now who are worthy of getting in, and to get none it's tough. And I guess the only thing you can hope is that maybe the NBA, you know, we know that they like to make things happen. Maybe the Kings can start getting some favorable calls here, or maybe we can, you know, maybe they can change the script writers a little bit and make the Kings go to the second or third round. There's got to be some sort of positive that the Kings can take from this. I definitely think it's just like Bill said, but you said it as well. You just got to use this as a chip on your shoulder and use it to say clearly, you know, no one believes in us. This is we always joke about how the Niners are, you know, making up, you know, being underdogs and people hating on them. Well, this is a very real thing that you can take to your locker room and say, they don't respect us. They don't think that what we're doing is real. They would much rather have all of these other sideshows out there. They just think, yeah, it was a fun story last year, but you guys, that was last year. You guys are last year's news, and we're ready to move on from you. Show them that you guys are still very, very relevant. I think that's a very real thing that they can use as motivation the rest of the year.
I just don't understand how somebody can be, this is an hour ago, and maybe things have changed, but the last time I checked, Sabonis was 7th on the MVP ladder. This was, and so the NBA.com just dropped this an hour ago. The MVP ladder, Jokic 1, Shea 2, Joel Embiid 3, Giannis 4, Tatum 5, the next 5. Okay, so this is weird. This is very interesting. All right? Oh, no, it's not interesting. Domantas Sabonis is still, I thought I overlooked it. Domantas Sabonis is still number 7 on the MVP ladder. He is obviously, I don't need to tell you, he's obviously the only player on the MVP ladder not in the All-Star game.
Of course, right.
Everybody else is in the All-Star game.
I mean, what else do you do? Like, I mean, that's MVP, and that's of the whole league. That's not even just of the Western. It's not MVP of the Western Conference. Like, that's insane. How can you say how can you say this man is 7th, is right now in the running, is 7th place for our best player of the season trophy?
This was an hour ago.
And yet we can't squeeze him into the best 15 or whatever, 14 players of his own conference? Make it make sense. It's just insane. Like, I don't know how. And the problem is, again, this is the problem with the league being so deep. I can't necessarily poke holes in anybody else's case, really, with the exception of Steph. Like, with the exception of Steph, because of his team's success. Like, everybody, all the All-Stars have numbers. All of them have legitimate reasons why they should be in.
But I can't even, but it's more than Steph, because it's the whole thing. Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns are in the next 5. So they're in the 15, right? And it's tough because we understand, actually, if we do this, He might be the only one out of the 15.
Yeah,
because Jalen Brunson's in, Anthony Edwards got in, Halliburton's in, Donovan Mitchell?
Yes.
Donovan Mitchell's in, and Karl-Anthony Towns is in. He's the only one out of the 15.
Right.
And there's no...
And he's higher than Karl-Anthony Towns.
And he's higher than Karl-Anthony Towns.
Said MVP line.
Yes, and there's no LeBron anywhere. There's no AD anywhere. There's no Paul George anywhere.
Sure. Absolutely. No, it doesn't make sense.
I don't know if Adam Silver cares or not, but I don't understand how this happens. How is this morally right? How can you be on an MVP ladder?
I think their only justification is, you know, the Minnesota Timberwolves are the number one seed in the West, and that's a small market, and that's a really big moment for them, and you could make
the
argument. They got one, but even then, it was Anthony Edwards as a reserve. They got the one, and, you know, again, I think that I would definitely, absolutely, Sabonis is more worthy than Karl-Anthony Towns. That is a wrongdoing that the NBA should try and undo somehow. You don't need to take Cat's spot away, but you have to get Sabonis in there. But, I mean, at the same time, it's like the Kings got two of their all-stars. Like, it's kind of how it was done. Like, it's how it's done is if you have a lot of success for a team, a lot of the times they like to reward you by getting two all-stars in there. And it's one of those situations where someone's going to get the short straw, and the Kings, unfortunately, got the short straw, you could argue, twice.
Got to get to a break. When we get back, we talk more about this popularity contest as media and players try to
This is coaches. This is coaches. This is the coaches' decision.
Yes,
this has nothing
league,
to do with players or media. This
they
is
try
all
to,
coaches.
Well, there is the breakdown, right?
Well, the reserves were all named by the coaches.
Right. And you, basically what I'm saying is these coaches are clout chasers. Got to get to a break when we get back and continue the conversation about this popularity contest. Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. Simone is talking about the Paris Hotel playing this song as we get ready to go to Vegas. Got a text here. This is what we're dealing with. Got a text here from a buddy of mine. He's a Warriors fan. He's in the Bay listening to the show because we're going global with this thing, by the way. We're going global with this thing. I got Warriors fans listening, and we got our Kings fans listening.
It's not global.
We're on the way. We take over California first. Take over NorCal. Nobody want to see Sabonis in the All-Star game. Can he even dunk? Can he even get thrown a lob?
So
come on, man.
For sure.
But honestly, I read this because this is the national. Could this be is this my buddy or is this a coach in the NBA? Honestly.
There's no way. There's no way.
Honestly, the disrespect is insane.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Everybody, you need to rebound. You know, you need rebounders in the All-Star game. That's what his role is, you know? De'Aaron, honestly, De'Aaron's the one who I'm telling you.
Well, they're chucking it
De'Aaron
up.
De'Aaron does not like the All-Star. I was watching on my phone. I have clips of, I was at Salt Lake last year, and I forgot how bad it was. He had no interest in anything going on. I mean, of course, it's a great marketing and branding opportunity, but all of the events, all of the, you know, even the practices, the media availability, all of it was, I can't wait till I get home vibes. And I think that he's made it very clear he did not want to go this year. And I think in a weird way, if you were to ask De'Aaron, I think Domas is probably upset at the disrespect, but if you were to give him truth serum, they're probably glad that they're not going to Indy for the All-Star game because they get to rest and they get to hang out with their family. And I think with how this season has gone, I would probably prefer that they take a week off and get a good hard reset instead of, you know, 3 days of really chill, relaxed, and then right back into the season. I think in a weird way it'll help them.
De'Aaron, I got you.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about my guy Sabonis, who lets out war cries, who is a dog.
Yeah, sure.
He is very open about this stuff. He was very open about the in-season tournament.
Yeah.
As well.
He was the biggest fan.
I wanted Sabonis. De'Aaron doesn't want to go. Don't go.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't have to go.
Don't go to Indy. Sorry.
Just don't go.
It also would have been a cool. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, Sabonis being an All-Star back in Indy.
He's seventh.
Yeah. Seventh? Yeah.
Seventh.
Yeah.
Okay? The popularity contest. Were you popular in high school? Would you consider yourself popular?
No.
Simone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like,
Yeah.
Like,
What's going on here? Were you, or weren't you? You know where you stood.
Please, please be honest.
I mean, what, like, I wouldn't say I was the most popular kid, but like, I, but it's not like conversations
were
just
like,
I was never the main story.
You were not the Sacramento.
I was definitely not the main story.
You weren't the Sacramento of the high school.
Whoa, what does that mean?
Not popular. Not popular.
Wait a second, Mr. Beam. What are you trying to say?
I'm saying what we're seeing. They are not getting their flowers because they are not viewed as popular in the NBA. Uh-oh. Were you or were you not the kings of your high school?
There we go, kings. All right. Don't disrespect the city.
I'm talking about the kings.
No, I was not the kings of my high school.
You would say,
you know.
Did you know, like, okay, did a lot of different
Suns, y'all?
I like that.
Did a lot of different groups know you? Were you nominated for homecoming? Yes. I need to know these things.
No, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I wasn't like homecoming king or court like popular. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, no, I wouldn't outright like just say absolutely.
Sure,
like,
but.
Y'all should have seen how many letters I had on my Letterman.
I hear you. We're trying to bring this back and see how we can build up the king's popularity. Simone, where were you at?
I guess now that you say that, I was in homecoming court. Right. I was emceeing.
We got the Lakers here. We got the Lakers here.
Simone? You said you were homecoming court?
Yeah, we got the Lakers.
But okay, so if you won, you're the Lakers. If you didn't, I guess you'd be the Clippers.
Were you the people's champ?
This was sophomore year. I don't know.
Sophomore year? Yeah. No, come on now. Mm. See, we need...
I don't know.
That's why we need to... Get the Kings to
Notice
be the...
Notice how Alan's not talking about his high school experience.
I have a feeling.
That's because you know what it is. I don't need to sit here and brag. You know what it is. I was more the funny guy.
Three-time homecoming king.
They voted me to do announcements every single year.
We're putting term limits on it.
They said, Alan, you have to leave. You graduated now.
We can't name you homecoming king as you're a freshman in college.
You cannot do the announcements again. You're done.
What about homecoming king and queen? Both of the titles, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I don't know how we are going to transform the Kings.
Sure.
Because this is ridiculous.
Is that what we're talking about? Okay, I lost track of where we were going.
It's a fun Friday. We gotta get there.
Yeah, I like this. How are we gonna change their popularity?
Do they need a makeover?
Yeah, right. I think so. Is this a Mean Girl situation
where
we need to, like, you know, almost Trojan horse them a bit, you know, make them feel like?
Because this is crazy. The coaches not recognizing players, media, whatever.
The Fox Rain Ones is step one, okay? In terms of gaining popularity, we got to get the signature shoe. I don't know. That's what he was calling the PE. So we got to get some signature shoes out there. That definitely helps, right? Like, so he's on number 15 on the jersey list. That'll help.
Sabonis, you know what? Sabonis always rocks Kobe's. We need Sabonis to rock some.
Yeah.
Very specific PE Kobe's.
Yeah.
Hit up PJ Tucker.
Yeah.
We need to get the swag right.
Sabonis also a little too humble. Like, he's got, we forget, Sabonis, a bit of, like, he comes from basketball royalty here, and, like,
he's got it in his blood.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we need some overseas votes.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, can we get some we saw Andrew Wiggins get named a starter because K-pop was huge. Like, why can't we get, you know, some...
Guys,
where's Sabonis from?
Forgive me if you guys already touched on this yesterday, but Netflix show that's going to be coming out, and
they're
going to have this angle.
Right.
No,
that'll
but
help.
I'm saying with this filming of him getting snubbed, I just thought about that. That's going to be real nice.
Yeah.
And I wonder what his, you know, how... It's not a performance, but of course, you know, when you're aware when there's cameras on you.
Yeah.
I wonder how he's going to present it.
That could affect next year's vote. Because, like, if he's super sad boy or if he's, like, super determined, like, oh, my God, I can't. Like, that could change people being like, oh, my God, do you remember watching him and how.
What's his confessional going to be about
and then
it?
After he says that, when they play this game tonight, when Sabonis goes triple dub piece.
Right.
And they play When the Roof Goes Out. And they just have the pump up music going.
In indie. Oh, my God. In indie right now.
He's got to drop a triple-double.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm talking a 30-piece triple-double.
And they're going to, after the game, they should, you know how George Kittle, like, planned the, they had us in the first half? They should be like, well, we're not going to be able to do this later this month.
That's
so,
right.
You know, we had to put on a show for the Indy fans today.
Yes. This is the best show. This is going to be the best show in February.
From the court shot. Yeah, I see it right now.
Yes.
It's about to be a
Book
movie.
Book it.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's
I'm ready. I know I'm so hot. Yeah.
Let's hope they don't lose. There's no way. Tough.
No, there's no way. It's going to be a really fun game. I do hope Tyrese plays because the pace would be insane. Because I think the Kings, to your point, like they're going to be hyped up, and then you also have the layer of Indy just disrespected y'all in your home place without Tyrese there. I'm getting excited for tonight. I can't lie.
I think they're gonna come out shot out of a cannon.
They have to.
I think they will.
We've talked about it way too
many
times
nature.
This year for it to not.
It's
happen.
Human nature, though.
Yeah. No, I mean it is definitely right because it's the whole nation. Everybody. It's disrespect. It's personal as well. Like they are directly saying your efforts this year weren't good enough and it didn't stick out to us. So, you know, and De'Aaron, though he doesn't care about the All-Star game, I do think he is very, very prideful when it comes to people respecting his game and where he stands in this league.
Oh you need more
Yeah,
I got more for you. Here go two more. Those triple doubles weren't enough.
Here go two more for y'all
And speaking of LeBron, if you didn't catch that reference, there is a reference with it was the 2 Chainz album.
Yeah, it was the deluxe album.
LeBron is helping on 2 Chainz deluxe album for whatever reason.
Yeah,
because
he's like
LeBron
the EP
and
of it.
What is there better to do when you're LeBron? And the way LeBron is talking about the deluxe album, he makes it seem like he invented adding new songs. Yes. And he's sitting there and he says, you know, what if we just added more songs to this album?
Yeah.
Oh, you like this album? Here go 2 more for y'all. Okay. And speaking of LeBron.
He says it like it's like a revelation.
Yeah,
like, y'all ain't never. This is crazy.
Like, when this drops.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of LeBron, we will get to LeBron with Rich Paul speaking out about the trade rumors swirling around. And I've seen in the Sack Chat already, somebody in the Sack Chat, Chris, this will make you feel good on a Friday. Somebody says, I'd move Fox for LeBron right now. Right now.
Okay.
I think they had somebody else, but it ultimately doesn't matter. Because LeBron and Rich Paul says, I'm not going anywhere.
Ooh, yeah.
And, you know, we're not leaving. We're not doing that.
Tyrese Halliburton injury update. We'll get into it after the break.
Nicely done. Got to get to a break when we get back. Tyrese Halliburton injury update. And again, if the Kings don't come out with a chip on their shoulder tonight, I don't know if they ever will. Styles and Watkins, Sackdowns. We have an injury update for Tyrese Halliburton. And Chris, we knew that it wasn't going to be an easy, hey, it's a done deal. What do you have for us?
Yeah, this is Frankie Carnicelli just put this out. You can find more updates on today's game on Frankie's Twitter. You can also check it out on SacktownSports.com. Frankie says, Tyrese Halliburton, Benedict Mathurin, Miles Turner, and Jalen Smith are all listed as questionable for tonight.
Wow.
That's a lot of names.
Miles Turner,
Jalen Smith. Jalen Smith had a career high yesterday.
And did Benedict Mathurin play? He did play the first time. It wasn't
did
Nate
he?
Smith.
Okay.
It wasn't Naismith.
Yeah.
One of them didn't play the first time.
Oh, the first game? Yeah,
the first
it was Naismith.
Game.
It was Naismith who didn't play the first game. I believe in yesterday's game, I'm trying to see. I know Jalen Smith and Tyrese played. Miles Turner played 24 minutes yesterday, so I don't know if that's an injury. And then the other name is Benedict Mathurin, did not play yesterday.
Yeah, the Pacers gave it the old college try in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton was on a minutes restriction.
How about those Knicks?
It was a very exciting game. Jalen Brunson, I'm all the way in.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a relative zont. He's not a full zont,
yeah,
but he's
no.
an NBA zont.
Absolutely.
Okay, and the way he cooks, he's left-handed.
Yeah.
I'm all in on Jalen Brunson. And
he
I
got
hope
the garden popping.
He got the New York. And I, you know, I went to Temple, so I can't stand Villanova.
Sure.
But the New York Wildcats, okay, the Villanova Knicks, whatever you want to call them. Look, part of the Warriors' last chance you situation was Dante DiVincenzo.
Yeah.
That man is cooking.
Cooking. Absolutely
he was
cooking.
Not playing like he as far as a scorer.
Yeah.
We talk about the props. I'm going through the props. I see Dante at 19 and a half. What's he doing over there?
Wait a second.
What is he doing? Yeah. He's in his bag right now.
It's a sore spot for us Kings fans too.
Well, he wasn't healthy though.
We traded for him the second half of the season when he was coming back from the ankle injury, and he played pretty well, but
he just wasn't well enough.
There's a lot. He got upset at the end of the year. There was reports that his agent got upset because the Kings kept him on the bench and he probably should have started, and they felt like they were kind of stifling his value so the Kings could get him at a bargain, and that's why he went to Golden State.
Well, he went to Golden State on a bargain, last chance you,
yes.
And he was not doing this.
No, he was definitely not doing this.
It took him a while. He had to take another step back, and honestly, you know what? Just some career advice. Sometimes that's what you got to do. I'm sure Dante didn't want to do that, but he thought, hey, this could be an opportunity for me. And now the man is cooked. He's back. Yeah. I don't want to say back home, but he's closer to where he went to college. He's playing with all of his college buddies, and he's cooking again.
Yeah,
so
they're going crazy.
You know, I don't know if that's, I mean, on the list of Kings L's. That doesn't even crack the top 10.
It's close because the Kings also almost got him. I can give you a whole backstory. I mean, like, the Kings almost traded for him. Monty McNair's very first offseason, they had the player option of Bogdan Bogdanovic was a restricted free agent, and they had a deal worked out with Milwaukee to swap so that he would. It was a sign and trade essentially. Mm-hmm. And we would get DiVincenzo back. What ended up happening was, I think that got reported the day before free agency or something like that. And essentially the league looked at them for tampering. And then it all fell through. Bogey ends up going to Atlanta, not Milwaukee. The Kings lose Bogey for nothing. And there's this, much like Kyle Kuzma now, there's this, we could have had Dante DiVincenzo. And then they eventually got him. And then, as I just outlined, they screwed up that situation, so they couldn't even they spent all this time trying to get Dante DiVincenzo, then they get him, and then they kind of ruin their chance at keeping him. So now we're in this situation with Kuzma, where the Kings had a deal outlined on draft night when the Lakers eventually made the move for Russell Westbrook to get Kyle Kuzma to Washington. The Kings had a deal lined up with the Lakers. It was going to be Buddy Hield, Buddy Hield and somebody else for like Kuzma and Jordan Clarkson or something, or Montrezl Harrell, and ended up falling through, and they went with the Westbrook deal, and the rest is history on that end. So now, in a weird way, we're kind of dealing with it with Kyle Kuzma as well, where there's this, we could have had him this entire time, and now there's the, will they get him again? It's strange. It's really strange.
Yeah.
And even in a weird way, Zach LaVine, too. Zach LaVine, before he signed with Chicago, Vlade had signed him to he was a restricted free agent, and I think Chicago ended up matching that. And so there's always this, and at the time, people were like, wow, Vlade offered Zach LaVine 4 years, $90 million. What an overpay. And now you see what Zach's making now. But at the time, it was like, why are the Kings going for Zach LaVine? And then Zach kind of popped after that.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's another name that if you want him,
he's definitely available.
He is definitely available. All right. So Tyrese Halliburton, Benedict Mathurin, Miles Turner, and Jalen Smith all listed as questionable for Pacers versus Kings. It didn't go down to the wire. Eventually, the Knicks pulled away towards the end of the game, but it was a very high intensity game, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of those guys don't play. Obviously, Tyrese Halliburton was on a minutes restriction last night. Now it's a back-to-back, but they are not going to mark them out this far away from game time. Live Nation has teamed up with Sacktown Sports to hook you up with tickets to check out comedy legend Eddie Griffin live at the Hard Rock Sacramento April 13th. At 1 o'clock, we are doing that giveaway for your pair of tickets. We will pick a number, and Simone will take care of you if you are that lucky number, 916-339-1140. By the way, we're going to open up the phone lines right now, 916-339-1140. All guests and callers join us from the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. If you have anything that you want to get off your chest about the NBA All-Star Game, or maybe you don't care, right? The thing about not caring is that we don't – it's the Jimmy Butler thing. I don't want to hold the Eastern – to me, I like victories even if they're small.
Sure.
And when you miss out on something that you deserve, I understand the thought process of I don't care, but I care.
Yeah,
because
sure.
it's just the principle of it, okay? Because I don't know if the Kings are going to win the whole thing. I don't know.
Right.
But I do know that Domantas Sabonis is seventh on the MVP ladder and deserved to be in that game, right? So it's not that I don't care about or I'm oh, okay, they just want to focus on the championship. It's just really hard to win a championship.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. If only one team can win the championship, you got to take your small victories along the way or else mm-hmm. every season is just going to be, well, what do we play for if we didn't win the championship? Well, it's like you're saying, you got to take the small victories and try and build on them. So I agree.
Yeah. So Halliburton is, and he looks like, somebody said he looked like M. Bison in his outfit from
Yo,
Street Fighter.
So bad. It's,
they're getting worse.
What is he doing? I saw someone say it cracked me up. He dressed, and for those who didn't see, he's in like a, what are we calling it, leather? Like it's a leather trench coat looking thing. Someone said he looks like two kids trying to sneak into a movie theater, and I passed out. Oh, my God. I don't know what his outfit is. Like,
no, it's pretty good.
It's this trench coat with a button-up underneath that's all the way up. I didn't even see what he's got on his pants or on his feet. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine what was going on with that. But this dude needs to be stopped.
Somebody said
I'm almost
looked
at
like
the point where I'm like, the Kings made they made the right move. Like, absolutely.
Send
Tyrese out, please. They should have sent him out earlier.
Somebody said he looks like a Scooby-Doo villain.
He does. Yes, he does. He sure does. He absolutely does. All he needs is a mask. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Who is letting this man out? Like, do you think he's got to have a stylist telling him?
Yeah.
This is absurd.
Eduardo Rodriguez says he looks like Inspector Gadget. That is outstanding work.
He does look like Inspector Gadget.
Shout out Inspector Gadget.
1,000%. That's
exactly. Go, Gadget arms.
He's got like this waist trimming belt on.
Gadget terrible fit is what I would say. 916-339-1140.
It's
a lot
so
of people want to talk about the Kings and the lack of respect that they get and the lack of all-stars that they have in the game. Let's start with Ricardo, who wants to be a part of the conversation. What's up, Ricardo? You're on Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports. What you got?
Hey, guys.
Hello, hello.
Listener. Hey, long-time listener, first-time calling. Hey, until we get a little bit more respect from the refs and the media, then we can put up Sack on the map and get some respect for our players. Until then, until that happens, I think we're going to be suffering.
Definitely.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Ricardo. One note.
It's definitely a market problem, too.
Yeah, one note on the MVP ladder, which is just kind of insane. In that next five, Luka, Sabonis, Kawhi, Durant, Booker, what do you notice?
Kawhi, West.
They're all in the West.
Yeah.
They're all in the West. Now let's do the next five. You got Brunson, Anthony Edwards, Halliburton, Donovan Mitchell, and Karl Anthony Towns. So a little bit more of a mixed bag there, but out of that second 10, you have 5, 6, 7. Seven out of that second 10 all in the West. It's just a tough, but my problem is, why is it always the Kings that get kind of, you know.
Yes, the short end of the stick.
The short end of the stick. Why is it all the Zont end of the stick? Why is it always the Kings?
Right, sorry.
Why can't it be somebody else just once? Let's get to Dominic, who wants to be a part of the conversation. What's up, Dominic? You're on Sacktown Sports, Styles and Watkins. What you got?
Hey, guys. This is Amid Rock from the Sacktown.
Oh, what's nice. Up? What's up?
What's up, guys? So, yeah, the snub from De'Aaron and Sabonis, I'm really not even that mad at it. Mm-hmm. Just the fact that we are kind of, like you guys said, a small market.
Right.
I like to just keep things in-house, you know. We know that our guys are all-stars.
Right.
And, you know, that's all that really matters, in my opinion.
That's what I was saying yesterday about Brock Purdy, man. I was like, you know, as long as the fans know, like, at the end of the day, like, of course, they're not going to get the respect. But, you know, we know. I think it's just more, of course, the big difference there is the 49ers get tons of accolades.
And they were still
get
mad.
Tons of attention.
They were still mad.
Nationally, of course,
for
they're
sure.
still mad. But, yeah, I mean, Sacramento and the Kings, they get no attention ever.
Yeah. No, thanks for the call, Dominic, a.k.a. Amid Rock, one of our P1s on the Sack Chat. Thank you for calling in. And look, I understand that we know what these guys do.
Of course,
But it still annoys me.
Right. No, it should.
It's like you're your family member or your significant other and you get passed up for a promotion and you say, oh, you'll get the next one or whatever it is, when you know they deserved it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, it's you know, yeah, I mean, it's terrible. Like, there's no way around it. It's just, I don't think it's ever going to change. Like, I think the only way that the Kings could guarantee themselves, I think all we've learned here is, yeah, being in the middle does the Kings no good. They have to be outstanding in order to get any sort of recognition. You have to be a top three seed to get any sort of recognition. And, you know, maybe if they were a four seed, maybe they get one of their guys in. Maybe if they were a three seed, they would have gotten two of their guys in like they did last year. But I think this is also, yeah, a product of them just kind of being in the middle of the yard. And like you said earlier, you can say, hey, yeah, Steph's team isn't winning, but look at him just keeping them afloat. And maybe you can say the same with AD and LeBron too. I disagree there, but you,
they
it's
won
just
without
with the
him.
Kings being so average and them pretty much being the same team they were last year, I just think they aren't sticking out to anybody. So what I've learned is the Kings have to be great
right.
in order to be treated like they're okay.
Here you go. You know I'll love this one. This is from the 530. He doesn't have a podcast, nor has appeared on the Paul George podcast. That's from the 530. I mean, Kings.
You know what?
How many teams have a full roster with not one podcaster? No, that's actually outstanding.
I'm trying to think if the Kings might have like a stealth podcaster.
There's no way.
I probably would have known about it. I don't think so.
I haven't even seen that. I've seen De'Aaron do some Bleacher Report stuff.
Yeah,
but
Malik was on Bill Simmons' podcast
once.
It would be Malik,
by the way.
I think Kevin Herter was on the Low Post once, but I don't think anybody has their own podcast.
Wow.
That's strong.
This stuff matters now because Paul George, his numbers aren't there, but his podcast is doing numbers.
Yeah. I thought the Kentucky boys were doing something, wasn't it? They had a show.
I've never seen
it. That was like Kings sanctioned.
Nothing personal.
Hey, well, Trey Young didn't get in and he's got a podcast. So.
There you go.
That couldn't even help. And he's in Atlanta. Yeah. You would think Atlanta, bigger market. Got to get to a break. Phone lines are on fire. Garrett, we see you. JR, we see you. James, we see you. Quick break. We will get to your calls talking Kings. And of course, when you talk Kings, you talk about who got snubbed. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.